Your business is profitable. Your clients are real. Your pipeline is growing, and you are still about to miss payroll. That is not a business failure, Douglas. That is a cash timing crisis, and those are two completely different problems. A business can be generating legitimate revenue and still collapse when cash arrives 60 days after payroll, rent, and debt payments are already due. That gap is where ABA companies die. You have 5 loans charging somewhere around or above 100% effective interest. That is not financing. That is a cash extraction machine running against you every single week. The wartime CEO mindset starts the moment you stop treating those loans as a normal cost of doing business and start treating them as the primary threat to your survival. Now, think of your situation like a trauma bay. The first job is not to cure the disease. The first job is to stop the bleed. Before you approach a single funder, before you negotiate a single loan, you need a clear picture of exactly where the money is going and when it is coming in. That tool is a 13-week cash flow forecast. List your beginning cash balance, then map every week what collections are expected, what payroll hits, what taxes are due, what vendors need payment, and what debt service is scheduled. Use conservative collection assumptions. Do not treat every submitted insurance claim as money in the bank. A claim that is not clean may require additional investigation before payment, and a payer's stated processing deadline is not the same as a guaranteed cash date. Denials, missing documentation, eligibility problems, and authorization issues can all extend your cycle well beyond 60 days. That forecast will show you the exact week you hit zero. That week is your deadline. Everything you do this week is about pushing that date out. The key idea here is separating your receivables by category. Not all insurance money is equal. Split every unpaid claim into 5 buckets: submitted, accepted, denied, appealed, and paid. Each bucket has a different probability and a different timeline. A clean Medicare claim generally has a 30-day payment or denial ceiling, but commercial insurance contracts and state prompt payment rules can differ significantly. Electronic claims are easier to track and reduce, avoidable administrative delays compared with paper submissions. Create a daily aging report showing every unpaid claim, the payer, the service date, the billed amount, the denial status, and the next action required. That report is not just a billing tool, it is a funding document. It proves to any lender or factor that your revenue is real, documented, and collectible. One of the fastest ways to improve cash right now is to correct claim errors before resubmission, because a clean claim moves, a dirty claim sits. Remember, cash priority order matters more than almost anything else this week. Legally required payroll comes first. Payroll taxes come right after. Failing to deposit employment taxes can create penalties and, in some cases, personal liability for the responsible individuals in your company. Then continuity-critical clinical staffing, insurance, and your facility costs. Unsecured lender payments come after those obligations, not before. That means you may need to call each of your 5 lenders and deliver a hardship proposal. Each lender should receive a written request for a temporary interest freeze, a reduced payment, an extended maturity, or a settlement based on your documented cash flow constraints. Before you make that call, build a written schedule showing the original principal, the total payoff amount, the effective cost, the payment frequency, any collateral, any personal guarantees, and any confession of judgment language. Do not promise a lender a payment that would make you unable to meet payroll. And do not sign any restructuring agreement until a CPA and an attorney verify the payoff calculation, the release language, the tax consequences, and the treatment of your personal guarantees. The takeaway from this lecture is this: your $350,000 funding need is not a rescue story, Douglas. It is an asset-backed opportunity story. You have signed clients. You have real receivables. You have a documented pipeline. The job now is to stop treating this like a desperate ask and start presenting it as a specific bridge package with a 13-week use of funds schedule, expected insurance collections, defined cost controls, and a clear repayment path. Funders do not fund panic. They fund CEOs who know their numbers, control their cash, and can show exactly how new capital produces continued operations. You are not a founder scrambling anymore, Douglas. You are a wartime CEO with a plan.